KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky, just a few thin floaty clouds out there, and 72 degrees. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 91. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, a Council Bluffs man has been charged with child endangerment after authorities found that 11 children were living in filthy conditions. Richard Simmet is charged with neglect of a dependent person and a dozen counts of child endangerment. Those are the same charges facing 34-year-old Bobby Simmet, who authorities say isn't married to Richard Simmet. The charges stem from an investigation done by the Iowa Department of Human Services and Council Bluffs Police. Officials say they found the children's home to be very dirty, infested with cockroaches, and smelling like urine. The children ranged in age from 2 to 14. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education Wednesday evening discussed but took no official action on their plans to hold a special election in September with regard to the voted physical plant and equipment levy, or PEPL income surtax. The board did, however, agree to have the district's lawyer look over a draft resolution for placing the income surtax before the voters. The idea is to have that resolution ready by their next meeting on July the 13th, so it can be submitted to the Cass County Election Commissioner, Dale Sunderman, by July the 25th, which is the deadline for next special election to be set. The current draft resolution of election calls for a vote on the PEPL income surtax only, which, if approved, will begin July the 1st, 2017. The language indicates the percentage of income surtax would not exceed 20% as determined by the board each year, with a total taxation not to exceed 85 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value in any one tax year. If the measure fails, it would still not terminate or restrict authority previously granted by the voters to levy a special tax for any one or more of the purposes permitted by Iowa law. A similar measure placed before the voters last fall failed. School board members hope to have the matter explained in more detail at future public meetings. In other business, the Atlantic School Board voted 4-1 in favor of a 3% salary increase beginning with the 2016-17 school year for district administrators and supervisors, with Dr. Swanson voting against. They also approved by a vote of 4-0 a 3% salary increase for central office clerical staff, with Board Chair Josh McLaren abstaining due to a conflict of interest. Prior to the vote, school board member Jenny Williams had requested to have business manager Mary Beth Fast's increase removed from the group increases.
I think that when you look at state average of what a business manager gets paid, and for our size of the school, I think that the wage is pretty high. We don't have to do that. I'm just recommending that.
Atlantic Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein had requested both increases.
I think based on performances this year, test scores are strong, graduation rate is up above the state average, dropout rate is below the state average. I feel that they certainly have earned what I'm recommending.
The cost of the salary increase for administrators and supervisors amounts to $29,108, which includes IPRS and FICA. Amstein noted that during the 2015-16 school year, the administrators and supervisors of the district did not receive a raise, but were given 5 additional vacation leave days that they were allowed to exchange for cash at the end of the school year. The same offer does not apply to the coming school year, but Amstein requested those individuals be able to retain the option to be paid for up to 5 days unused vacation leave at the end of the 2016-17 school year. And with regard to the central office clerical staff, Amstein says the cost of their salary increase would amount to $9,377 altogether, which again includes IPRS and FICA. That would affect 4 clerical positions, 2 in technical support, and 1 grounds maintenance position. The 3% increase is less than the total package agreement negotiated with the Non-Certified Employees Association for the 2016-17 school year. And the city of Atlantic has announced that the annual spraying for mosquitoes has begun. The trucks were out this morning, and officials say spraying will continue to take place on Thursdays and Fridays from 4 until 7 a.m. each day, weather permitting. The proactive effort will continue throughout the summer or until further notice. In our funeral announcements, Neil Joseph Pesci, age 67, of Portsmouth, died Saturday at Iowa Methodist Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Neil Pesci will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Donald Reinertsen, age 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Donald Reinertsen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Erwin Ferdinand C., age 93, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Erwin C. will be today at 1:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Dwayne Kropf, age 90, of Kibbleton, died Sunday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Dwayne Kropf will be today at 2 o'clock at the Brighton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Marjorie Bentley, age 93, of Carson, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marjorie Bentley will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Macedonia United Methodist Church, with Regan Veith Funeral Home of Oakland in charge of arrangements. Edward Ed Linen, age 81, of Harlan, died Sunday at Elmcrest Retirement Home in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Ed Linen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Julianne Chelisvig, age 65, of Des Moines, died May the 21st. Services for Julianne Chelisvig will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Eagle Grove Evangelical Lutheran Church. Kenneth Escher, age 81, of Harlan, died Monday in Omaha. Services for Kenneth Escher will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Sharon Johnson, age 74, who's formerly of Atlantic, died May the 23rd in Columbus, Nebraska. A celebration of life open house for family and friends of Sharon Johnson will be held Saturday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at her home in Columbus. The McCowan Funeral Home of Columbus, Nebraska has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.